This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it 3 times on the way back to the hotel. Because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
President's Day savings are happening now at the Home Depot with up to 40% off select appliances. Looking to upgrade your fridge? Check out LG's newest model, serving up ice in all kinds of styles. Cube, crushed, craft ice, and now new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. From cold brew to fizzy favorites, these refrigerators will have you entertaining like a pro. Shop President's Day savings and get up to 40% off, plus free delivery on select appliances like LG at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $1,498 or more. Offer valid February 5th through the 25th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
Hey guys, before we start, a quick shout out to Alpha Dog Nutrition for sponsoring this podcast. Alpha Dog products are now available at dusupply.com, and you can use code ALPHADOG15 at checkout for 15% off and a credit for free shipping to try it yourself. Now let's get you to your podcast.
Find yourself in the pages of Full Cry as we dive into the archives of America's leading tree dog publication. Join us as we look back at decades of stories, articles, and more written by those bold enough to follow the echoes of a hound.
This week's story comes from the March 1967 issue of Full Cry magazine. But before we begin, I wanted to start by reading part of Miss Estelle Walker, the first editor and publisher of Full Cry magazine's letter from the editor for that month. The unexpected death of House's Bolly was a shock to the coonhound world. I had the news first in a letter from Timothy Ball. I called the Strattons to find out how and why. Bolly had been all right about noon, but when Mr. Stratton went to his pen around 3 o'clock, he was dead. An autopsy had been performed and findings sent to 2 different laboratories. So far, I've had no other news. Bolly was 7 years old, but an active and strong 7. He came originally from the Joe House Kennel at Clinton, Kentucky, and they parted from him with sorrow. They all loved him. He was purchased by Dr. James T. Jackson of Dixon, Tennessee, early in 1964, at the price of $5,000. He was sold in December 1965 to Jim Stratton of Rogers, Arkansas, but the price was not announced. He was a dual champion and was advertised as the Coon Hunter's Coonhound. He was not only an outstanding coonhound, but a hound with personality, a friendly dog. If he had been a person, you could have said that he had that elusive quality known as charm. He was one of the great ones of all time, and we are sorry that he could not have been spared a few more active years at least, and then a calm and peaceful old age with those who loved him. Portrait of a Coon Hunt by John Garrod, Seattle, Washington. A coon hunt is dead limbs brushing your clothes in the late autumn creek bottoms. It's your partner's dim silhouette, the spark of his cigarette from across the creek, or hearing his coonhound yodel as he encourages the dogs. It's a walk along a familiar creek that you know is full of coon. A coon hunt is distant blinking headlights. Someone you know is not enjoying the evening half as much as you. It's a faint tree, outlined in the flashlight rays, reminding you of the first turn in the creek. A coon hunt is an exuberant thankfulness for the cold and drizzling rain, for the close kindredness with your hunting companion, unique and treasured things only other coon hunters understand. It's clutching your old coon squalor tightly, feeling its familiar lines, and realizing what it can mean when taking a coon alive. A coon hunt is leaning up against a familiar tree and listening to the dogs trail off in the distance. It's grasping your old hunting horn and letting out a few blasts of encouragement to the dogs. It's a closeness between you and those old coon getters that gives you the confidence that they will work out the trail. It's crossing the creek, feeling the muddy bottom with your feet, to keep within hearing range of the dogs. A coon hunt is the long, drawn-out train whistle bawl of your favorite hound. It's listening to the other hounds join in, and knowing that an opera or symphony orchestra could not make a prettier sound. A coon hunt is waiting for the tree bark with a pounding heart. It's giving a few more blasts on the horn, and suddenly the wonderful sound of a tree bark breaks through the silence of the night. But a coon hunt is mostly reverent stillness with the hounds working the trail. A time when words are discords in a supreme outdoor symphony. The melody may include a bullfrog bellowing or fish jumping in a nearby pond if you are in the deep south, or coyote yelps and horned owl hoots if you are further north. Even these incidental notes are subdued and only accentuate the main themes of overriding silence and creek bottom sounds. Yes, a coon hunt is a special symphony played by the great conductor for those there to hear it in the creek bottom blackness of a late autumn night. A coon hunt is that age-old wave of suspense that you may have learned to crave, as have many coon hunters before. A suspense that sweeps you like a northeaster, sweeping you away from the past, the future, leaving you only a coon hunter on a coon hunt. Nothing more, nothing less. A coon hunt is finally getting to the tree and shining it for the ringtail. It's finding a set of eyes at the very top and hearing your partner on that old coon fooler. It's time and time again that the coon starts down but stops. It's a sudden jump out of the tree and a mad scramble of the hunters to bag the coon alive. It's even a few scratches from the coon as he tries to fight his way free. Yes, these are the bedrock ingredients of a coon hunt. Mostly magic intangibles, which of course no coon hunter can resist seizing. This is why the coon hunter will continue to head for the cool, damp creek bottoms as long as he is allowed a single coon in his bag and a single night in which to do it.
Like what you heard? Leave us a review and make sure to tag at Full Crime Mag when sharing your own adventures. You can check out more vintage content and get your subscription to the all-new Full Crime Magazine at www.fullcrimemag.com. From the pages of Full Cry is a Full Cry production. We want to thank our sponsors and encourage everyone to support those who support our lifestyle. This episode would not be possible without the support of Next Level Super Premium Dog Food and W Hunting Supply. Until next time, keep those dogs in the woods and find yourself in the pages of Full Cry.
You You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.